Hello, Audio Boo. It's been a few days, and I apologize for that. I guess I haven't been marching quite as well as the rest of you. But this is marching on day 23, and I'm out and about. I have an acupuncture appointment in an hour, and my mother has an acupuncture appointment now. So I decided to go into the cafe next to the clinic, because the clinic is in North Tel Aviv.
Okay,
ורציתי גם לשאול, אתם מוכרים לחמים שלמים, נכון? זאת אומרת לחם הביתה, נכון?
בטח.
יש לכם משהו משיפון מלא או מחיטה, משהו בלי קמח לבן?
יש שיפון ויש גם קוסמין.
אוקיי, מה יש בקוסמין?
קוסמין זה 100% קוסמין. אני לא חושבת שנשאר לחמניות קוסמין, אבל יש לחם קוסמין.
אוקיי.
יש שיפון 50%, 70% ו-100%. 100% אנחנו לא קורסו בבן.
אוקיי, והאחוז האחר זה קמח לבן?
כן.
זהו, כי אני רוצה להימנע מקמח לבן.
אז לכן המאה אחוז, אלא שיפון 100.
אוקיי, וזה בלי איזה שהן תוספות?
לא.
וקוסמין גם בלי תוספות.
נכון.
ומה את חושבת יותר מוצלח, הקוסמין או השיפון?
אני דווקא אוהבת את שניהם, זה די אינדיבידואלי.
כן?
כן. האמת היא ששניהם מאוד מאוד טעימים.
אז קצת מעניינת, אף פעם לא ניסיתי לחם קוסמין.
אני אביא לך קוסמין.
אז אפשר לפרוס את זה?
כן, את הקוסמין אפשר.
כן, אוקיי, כן.
בסדר?
כן, תודה.
אז אני אשים לך, איך את רוצה שאני אשים לך הכל?
את ה... פה אפשר, כן.
בסדר, זה הסנדוויץ', הקוס מים זה פה למעלה צד ימין, והקפה זה פה למעלה.
בסדר, גמור, תודה.
יופי.
תודה. This is a cafe. I've never been here. This is this is a local. Well, this is in northern Tel Aviv, so I haven't like ever been in this part of the world. Well, I have, but this is a lovely cup of decaf coffee with soy milk. And I'm having a, this place is only things to do with bread, like sandwiches, things like that. But they do have, healthy things. So I'm getting 100% spelt bread with vegetables and a bit of cheese, like, oh no, this is a vegan omelet, sorry. Some chickpeas, and I'm also buying a loaf of spelt bread to try. Because I have an hour to kill here. So why not have some coffee and a sandwich? I'm at a corner table by the window. It's a bit weird to be alone in a cafe, but I don't mind. I would mind being alone in a restaurant like in the evening, but I don't really mind, you know, sitting and having coffee by myself. It's actually quite nice. This roll that we're having, the spelt roll, is not very big at all. It's the size of, like, you know, a dinner roll. Not more than that. If it's a small sandwich, it's not anything passive. And they're very nice here. I wanted to talk about this phenomenon that I've been noticing. Where people don't talk anymore. I'll tell you what I mean. I remember in my 20s, you know, early mid, well, I turned 20 in 93, so 90s, 80s, before that as well, pre-computer age. I guess it's not pre-computer age, I'm sorry. It's pre, like, internet so much. Right? When you called something like a government office or, not so much a bank, but a government office of some kind or a health, health clinic or, an embassy, any kind of government facility, it would be, I don't know if you guys remember from that time, you know, it was hard to get through because it was always busy or engaged, as they say in the UK. Busy signal, you'd call, say number busy, it would drop you, like, and would disconnect you. Then, finally, after a few hours, it would get you, it would put you through, right? If you're lucky. If you're lucky, it puts you through and you got to speak to someone. Right? Well, in that weird place, your tin place. Very strange. Tin plate. All right. Then, in the mid to late 90s, maybe early 2000s, you got that, and everybody complained about this, you know, like, being put through, you get this kind of automated answering service. You know, if you want to do this, press 1. If you want to do this, press 2. If you want to do this, press 3. And you would be transferred from department to department. And it would take you, like, forever to find a human to speak to. But if you persisted, then after many trials and frustrations, and sometimes you'd get thrown back to the main menu, and, you know, hopefully you will find a human to speak to. And that was annoying, because you're, like, sitting there תודה. You're sitting there. I got my spelt bread. Let me just put it next to me. So all right, so but then you sorry I'm a bit distracted. It is a bit distracting. All right, so you know, it's annoying, and you know, sometimes it would disconnect you and you'd have to start the whole process again and you dial through. Then came the more annoying voice recognition, which I hate, with essentially the same results. And now I find it every place I called, you know, basically, except for one place, I haven't managed to speak. I called about 5 or 6 different places this morning, and Jeff called one place. With the exception of one place, you couldn't speak to anyone. Most of them were like, send us an email or fill this form online. There was one that says, leave your number and we will call you. And I found it, but the most popular thing was like the internet, you know. If you want to do this, you have to do this on the internet. If you want to request an appointment, you have to request the appointment on the internet. And I love the internet. And a lot of you know how much I love the internet. But with all due respect to the internet, I find it really sad that you can't speak to anyone anymore. It's so cold. It's like you get an answer. You don't even speak to a person who tells you to go to the internet. No, if you're calling to make an appointment about such and such, you need to do this through our website. If you want to ask a question about such and such, email us. People don't communicate in real time anymore. What has happened to people? What has happened to us? Why? And I don't know that it's necessarily more efficient. We're starting to like avoid contact. It's like each of us is in our own world, not talking to people. Not talking to people in real time. And I'm not talking about me doing a message here to you guys. I mean, this is the platform for it. But there's no real-time communications. Like, people are afraid. I see people type on their Skype message, please don't call. Now, what are they type? Skype mood. I see a lot. Please message before calling. You know, it used to be that people used to pop over and visit other people without announcing that they're going to visit. You know, because not everyone had a phone. This was like 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Not that I remember it, but you know. Then you had to make an appointment to see someone. Now you have to make an appointment to call someone. Next what? You're going to have to make an appointment to make an appointment to call someone. Where does this end? So these were my thoughts this morning. I was a bit troubled by it. It's interesting though, and it's sad. I think the more advanced we become technologically, the more backward we become as far as human contact. We're afraid of each other. We don't want to face each other anymore. Why is that? On that note, I'll continue and drink my soy latte, decaf latte. It's better than it sounds, I promise. It tastes really nice. Have a lovely day. And talk to each other. Talk to me. But make an appointment first.